The second reading is from John's Gospel. He explains to us the meaning of Jesus' coming to us at Christmas. It's from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and it's great to be with you, whether you're with us at home or here in our building. And I'd love to add my welcome to Mark's. My name's Nick Weir. I'm the vicar here at Holy Trinity. Let's pray before we come to reflect on the words of that second reading. Lord, thank you for this carol service and the chance to be reminded of the Christmas message today. Please open our eyes to see your good news today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, letters to Father Christmas tell us what an extraordinary year it has been, not to mention an extraordinary 24 hours. Here are some that the US Postal Service has received, according to CNN. This year, I would like end of COVID-19, world peace, climate control, and a new Xbox. Thank you, Jasmine. Dear Santa, I don't want anything for Christmas, but I would like to ask if you can do me a favor. Can you please find a cure for COVID-19 and give it to us to save the world? Thank you. Love, Jonah. Dear Santa, this year has been rough. Because of Corona, my mum said she can't get anything for me for Christmas, because she's not getting paid as much, so she cannot afford anything. Alani. Please can I have a magical button to press to transport me away from this weary pandemic? Anthony. Well, the whole world is facing a great challenge. Many of us are suffering the pain of separation, isolation, Christmas plans dashed, the loss of income, or the death of loved ones. If you've tuned in or joined us today, you're perhaps thinking, can Christmas really bring any hope to me? Well, here's one sentence I would like to share with you again. It's from that wonderful second reading. It's John chapter 1, verse 5, where he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." There is good news for us who live in these strange times. But first, I wonder if you noticed in that reading that John took us right back to the beginning, before time itself. Picture it, if you can, when all was dark and empty. You may be familiar with how the Bible starts. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." Well, in a deliberate echo of those words, John started that reading and his gospel. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Well, who is this Word? Well, by the end of the reading, I wonder if you realized that the Word is God's eternal Son, Jesus. He was there with his Father in eternity. And John says that everything was made through him. He is the light that shines at creation and gives light to all mankind. Well, isn't the building looking lovely inside? There are candles and Christmas lights, and we love these things, don't we? Because they dispel the darkness of our winter nights. Well, in a similar way, Jesus shone his light into the darkness of eternity and brought life. He brought something from nothing. He made order, not chaos, and beauty, not ugliness. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. But this is so hard to believe today, isn't it? I said that God made an ordered world, but is this what the world is like now? What about the apparent chaos of random genetic mutations? The tiniest change in your DNA can lead to cancer. The smallest alteration in a virus's genetic code can transform it into something that does us good, into a deadly strain, or can overnight move us into tier four. We have to admit that at the moment, it looks like the darkness of chaos is overcoming the light. I also said, this world is beautiful, but we humans are wrecking it. Just one example. 2 years ago, microplastics were discovered at the lowest point on Earth, 36,000 feet under the sea in the Mariana Trench. And now, they've just been discovered close to the highest place on Earth. Scientists from Plymouth University have tested 11 sites on Mount Everest, and all of them contain microplastic fibers. The lead researcher said, "Everest is somewhere I've always considered as remote and pristine. To know that we are polluting near the top of the tallest mountain is a real eye-opener." Yes, humans are marring the world. But aren't we also doing great things with technology and science? I mean, just think of the incredible achievement of these coronavirus vaccines. But as Isaac Asimov, the sci-fi writer, put it, the saddest aspect of life right now is that science gathers knowledge faster than society gathers wisdom. But Jesus put it more starkly in John chapter 3. The light has come into the world, but men prefer darkness because their deeds are evil. Perhaps lockdown has made evil more real to you, including that you've had to face up to your human nature more honestly. In one of those letters, a girl wrote to Santa, "P.S. I'm sorry if I've been bad. It's really hard because of COVID-19 and online school. Hope you understand." In a far worse lockdown in a Soviet prison camp, the writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote of his lockdown experience. "Gradually, it was disclosed to me that the line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart and through all human hearts." So is there any hope for the likes of you and me this Christmas? Well, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John is not just pointing back to creation. He is writing a gospel, and that means good news of redemption. And all through his gospel, he's using this image of light and darkness to show us that Jesus is the light that has come into the world to redeem it. He shone that first Christmas when the angels and the star lit up the sky. And when he lived and walked among us, he was the brightest and the best human there ever was. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth. Let me quote another Christmas letter I came across a few years ago. It's another American one. There was a postman in America who was put on light duties over Christmas due to a recent bereavement. And he wrote a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, my mum has just died and I am devastated. Only eternity will help. Please send me a little bit of eternity. Well, the good news is God has sent eternity. Jesus the light came that we may have the light of eternal life and be saved from the evil of our hearts and the evil of this world. But how can we receive this? Well, John said in our reading that it is by receiving Jesus and believing in his name. So would you consider, if you're with us, this Christmas, turning from the darkness within to the light of Christ, bowing before him. John is saying if we receive him as Lord, we'll receive the right to become children of God, children of the light. So darkness has not overcome, and it need not overcome in your life. All over the world, one by one, people are still receiving Jesus today. And each one of us becomes like a little candle shining in the darkness with an inextinguishable flame. Sometimes, yes, our flame seems weak or almost non-existent. But there are times when you do spot it. Like earlier this year when on the Radio 4 Today program, secular people were discussing how they were describing churches as not the house of God, but the house of good, because of the way Christians were caring for others in this pandemic. Yes, one by one, little candle lights are lighting other people. And if you turn from the dark and come to Jesus, he will light you. This is what Jesus promised us in John chapter 8. Jesus spoke to the people and said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And when the eternal light of life comes, when heaven comes, all the chaos and all the evil of this time will be gone for good. And you can have a place in his eternal kingdom of light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's the really good news for you and for me this Christmas time.